Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Studios. It is Tuesday already. This week is going to fly by, I can promise you. A couple things I didn't get to yesterday that I wanted to get to today, I will do so. Fox 11 News. Fox 11 online out of California. This is from San Francisco. California. I don't know how you do it, Californians. I know a lot of people that live out there. I don't know how you do it. You've got to be able to ignore a lot of what's going on. Otherwise, the state, it would just drive me crazy living there. New Jersey resident, same thing. I have friends that live in New Jersey. I don't know how they do it. Don't know how. It would drive me absolutely batty. I couldn't live in a state that wasn't free. I just couldn't. Or I would have to defy their laws. It's just that simple. California requirement. CalGuns brought this lawsuit, but we'll go through some of the issues here of what I'm talking about relative to the Ninth Circuit ruling here. The Ninth Circuit. This is unbelievable. California has a new requirement, or has a requirement, not a new requirement. It was actually signed by Schwarzenegger, I believe, back in like 07 or 08. It took effect in 2013, and it has... There's been litigation ever since requiring that new models of semi-automatic handguns stamp identifying information on bullet casings. And the court says that's a real world solution to help solve gun crimes. Let's forget the fact that technology doesn't exist and gun manufacturers can't do it. That doesn't matter to the lunatic fringe Ninth Circus majority. In this, and we're going to cover a couple issues here that are quite fascinating about this case. Really, the decision, not the case itself. There were, you got to follow me here. You got to listen to the way this is, the way this is worded. The stamping requirement and two measures, quote, intended to make guns safer, did not violate the Second Amendment because they left plenty of firearms for sale in California, and were reasonable to further the state's goal of keeping people safe. The Ninth Circus Court of Appeals said in a 2-1 decision. This was a 3-judge panel, of course. So let's analyze that statement, shall we? Two measures intended to make guns safer. I don't want my gun safer. I want my gun as lethal as it can be. What does that even mean, to make guns safer? How does requiring a manufacturer to put a microscopic stamp in two different places, which is what this law requires, imprinting this microscopic information to make the model, the serial number on a bullet casing when it's fired, how does that make a gun safer? How do you make a fully functioning, perfectly well-to-do functioning firearm safer? And why would you want it safer? Think about what this is saying for just a second. What does that mean? What are gun safety laws? You ever thought about this? I mean, really drilled down and thought about this. To make guns safer, I want my gun to be as unsafe and as lethal as possible to the individual that's trying to attack me that I am pointing it at. So I'm not really sure what this means. What does it mean to make a gun safer? I've actually never really dug that deep into that phrase. What does that mean? We're going to make guns safer. So I'm trying to wrap my head around that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. You got to work with me here. Get a little philosophical with me, right? Dig deep on this one and try to get into the mind of a socialist. We don't call them Democrats here anymore. They're socialists. Try to get into the mind of a socialist. Let them own that, by the way. You want to call yourself Democrat, socialist? You want to have that in your party? Then embrace it and own it. We'll be more than happy to call you what we've always called you here. We've always known you to be socialist. So we'll just identify you that way. So it was the divided court, the 2-1 decision of the 3-judge panel, felt that they were reasonable, that this was a reasonable requirement to further the state's goal of keeping people safe. So let's assume the technology existed. Let's assume that the casing was imprinted with two microscopic details about the gun on the casing. Yet the bad guy is dead anyway. Or for that matter, the good guy is dead anyway. What the hell is safe about that? What does that mean? Boy, I'm sure glad he shot him with the gun that had this printed on the casing. That made that shooting a whole lot safer. All right, guys, tag him and bag him. Well, what the hell does that even mean? Gun safety. Gun safety. I'll tell you what it means. It means what it says in Every Town for Gun Safety. That's what it means. This is code word. Yeah, it's code word. What it means is gun control. That's exactly what it means. What the hell is this to make guns safer? The stamping requirement and two measures intended to make guns safer did not violate the Second Amendment because they left plenty of firearms for sale in California and were reasonable to further the state's goal of keeping people safe. You can't make this stuff up. California writes the book on this crazy stuff. But there's more to this. You see, our side, that means me, that means you, that means Cal Guns, the major plaintiff in this particular case, is arguing that manufacturers, of course, don't have the technology to implement the stamping requirement in the first place, making it a moot point. So the new law is what? Effectively a ban on what? The sale of new guns in the state. Now, I do want to get some clarification. Does that mean a new gun or does it mean a new model? I'll get clarification on that. This is not clear. And California, I apologize. It's impossible to keep up with the nuance in your crazy leftist laws out there regarding guns. Fortunately, it's not something that I, as a resident, have to worry about because I don't live there. But when you argue, think about this. The argument is solid. What are you doing? What do you mean you're requiring me to do this? By doing so, what are you doing? You're wiping out new gun sales, the sales of new guns in the state. By definition, what that means is whether it's a new model or a new gun, it's wiping it out. Well, wait a minute here. Could that possibly be what the state wants to do? Could that possibly be what they mean by gun safety? Isn't that the same as Every Town for Gun Safety? They don't teach safety classes. The National Rifle Association teaches safety classes, hundreds of thousands of them a year to millions of people across the country. The National Rifle Association, who they demonize and who they hate, has the Eddie Eagle program that teaches kids, stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell an adult. That's gun safety. So everything to the socialist has to be cloaked. Because if you knew their real intention, and this is the danger of it, you'd run so fast your head would spin. Fortunately for them, there are enough stupid people out there, and I say stupid, do I say that lightly? No, I mean it. Look up the definition of the word stupid. There are plenty of stupid people out there who will fall for this stuff. Well, that makes them sympathetic to socialist causes, doesn't it? That makes them socialists. Yeah, you get the stupid, right? See how that works? But it's true. As much as some people might not like to hear that, it is in fact true. And they know it. That's why they cloak it. That's why they do what they do. Writing for the majority, and I'm going to go into more detail on this in the next segment because it's just too fun. Writing for the majority was Judge Margaret McCown, I don't know, I don't really care, saying that the inability to buy particular guns did not infringe, it's not a quote from her, I'm paraphrasing, that the inability to buy a particular gun did not infringe the Second Amendment right to self-defense in the home. Oh, this is the same Ninth Circus that said there's no right to carry a gun, that there's no right to concealed carry, and that upheld the ban on open carry. So we see what this court thinks about the right to bear arms in the majority, don't we? Yeah. It is not about keeping a physical gun safe. I don't know how you make a gun that's already safe and made to certain safety specifications and standards safer? Does it mean bullets bounce off of people when you shoot it? And it just hurts them and they go, ow? I don't know what that means. I'm hoping you'll help me with some great emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and explain to me exactly, you know, what in fact that actually means. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue the conversation. There are some other takeaways, really, from this piece that is interesting for us as gun rights advocates. We want to try to get into the mind of that socialist. This will certainly help us at least. It's a philosophical start, if you will. More fun with the liberal mind when we come back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after this. As best we can get in their mind anyway. Okay, gun owner, the clock is ticking on this one. How'd you like to head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would. And the USCCA wants to make that dream come true for you too. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners just like you. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day. So you got to check them out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Every single day. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances. That's right, 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimber, 17 Glocks, maybe 17 new SIG. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. This all ends soon. Plus, today's gun will disappear at midnight tonight. So don't put this off. Don't miss out. Because you could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Good luck.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back. The clock is ticking. This armedandresponsible.com or USCCAonair.com. You can go to either one and possibly head to the range tomorrow with a brand new gun. That would be pretty nice, and I would love to be able to have been the one to have given you the information to make that possible for you, because I know I'd love to have a new gun today. I might anyway. You never know. But the USCCA wants to make that dream for you anyway come true, all right? They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners just like us, the two of us. And right now they're giving away free guns every single day. So you got to check it out. They're giving a lucky winner a different gun every single day this week. Think about that. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now to get entered. It's not just one gun, though. It could be up to 17 chances to win the gun a day. 17 chances. It could be 17 Kimbers. It could be 17 Glocks. It could be 17 new SIGs. It could be 17 whatever. It could be AR-15s. You never know. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could be taking home today. Not a lot of time. This won't last forever. They never do, but this is their number one promotion. They are well known for this promotion. The fun part is the gun disappears at midnight and a new one pops up. So if for some reason you don't like the gun that's up there today for whatever reason, you can wait until midnight and a new one pops up and stays up for the next 24 hours. So don't put it off, okay? You could win a new gun every single day this week. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Welcome back inside these studios. Let's go back to that goofy California U.S. appeals. Again, this is Ninth Circuit stuff, right? And I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. Californians, I don't know how you do it. It's very difficult to follow what goes on out there, but thank God there are groups like Cal Guns. Thank God there are groups like the Second Amendment Foundation and others in California as well. Craig DeLuz and many others. You guys have got some great patriots out in the state. But this Margaret McKeown said that the inability, paraphrasing what she said, it was to buy certain guns was not an infringement on your right to self-defense in the home, you see. And as I mentioned before the break, when you tie that together with the Ninth Circus in the past finding there's no right to concealed carry and failing to protect open carry, you know where this court is going. In the home. These socialists think that you can only have a gun in your home. This is just more evidence of why the Supreme Court is going to have to get involved with this. But to see this stuff every single day, this is a brand new report out today. Let me check real quick on the date of this. That was Friday, August 3rd is when the report came out. Or is when the decision was made anyway. Okay? Wow. So that's writing for the majority. Keep in mind it's a 2-1 decision. It was a three-judge panel. Okay? We're going to ask to review it en banc, probably. What's the Ninth Circus going to do? Who knows? You never know what the Ninth Circus is going to do, except when it comes to guns, you know exactly what they're going to do. But take a listen to what she said, and I quote the judge now in the majority. Indeed, all of the plaintiffs admit that they are able to buy an operable handgun suitable for self-defense, just not the exact gun they want. And that's okay with gun grabber McKeown or McCowan or whatever the judge's name is. We'll just call her Majority Circus. We'll call her Ringleader. That's okay with Ringleader. That's okay. Hey, you know what? You're allowed to buy a gun. Doesn't matter that you can't buy the gun you want. Maybe you want a gun for specific reasons. Maybe it's none of her damn business what you want. You're a free man. You're a free woman. You can buy whatever damn gun you want. And I don't care what the ringleader says, nor should you. But in California, gosh darn, you have to care what the ringleader says. Because she's not the only ringleader. Your whole state is filled with dopey socialist ringleaders that do want to control everything that you do. And they do want to determine what you can and can't buy. Trust me, they're working to wipe out that right, period. Hence why they say things about not infringing on your Second Amendment right to defend yourself in your home. Now, take a listen to Brandon Combs. He's the executive director of Cal Guns Foundation. Brandon's a great guy. He says, quote, really what the Ninth Circuit is saying and has said in other cases basically is as long as a person that is law-abiding has access to one handgun in their home, then that's it. That's the extent, Brandon said, of their right. We think that's quite wrong. And, of course, Brandon is right. This judge, this ringleader, and this 2-1, 3-judge panel in the majority has found it exactly, has found it to be okay, exactly the way Brandon described it. Hey, you've got access to a gun. You said you can buy other guns. You might not be able to buy the gun you want, but you can buy a gun and keep it in your home. And, of course, that's not what this is all about. It is to the socialists. That's what making guns safer means. Because are we talking mechanically? You've got to be kidding me, right? The same socialist who tells you that we need to ban fully semi-automatic rifles and fully semi-automatic ammunition is going to tell you about the mechanics and the functioning of a firearm? I don't think so. Again, this is all cloaked stuff. So it really is interesting to go into some of the Ninth Circus's, their explanations here. But there was a dissenting opinion. This was Circus Judge Jay Bybee, B-Y-B-E-E, saying that basically there was conflicting evidence about whether the stamping requirement was technically feasible. I don't know why there's conflicting evidence. Nobody does it. There's nothing conflicting about that. He says that if the state adopted a requirement that no gun manufacturer could satisfy, the law would not help the state solve handgun crimes and would illegally restrict gun purchases. Well, yeah, makes perfect sense to anybody that can think rationally. But it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to a socialist who only feels and can't think, who operates off of pure emotion and not cognitive rationale. That's the difference. That's what separates the socialist from the right. There were also, by the way, two other additional state requirements that were intended to prevent accidental discharges of handguns. The Ninth Circus upheld those. The stamping requirement, though, and I'm quoting from the piece, the first of its kind in the nation, requires new models of pistols to have a microscopic array of characters in two spots that identify the gun's make, model, and serial number and are imprinted on the casings when the weapon is fired. Washington, D.C., of course, has that law, and it's not feasible. It doesn't work. Nobody does it. Maryland tried something similar. You know how that went. Schwarzenegger was actually the one that signed this into law in 2007, and it took effect in 2013. According to the Fox 11 piece, we'll get some more information. I'll make a call out to Gene at CalGuns. In 2013, they tell us, doesn't affect guns already on the state's official firearm roster. Only new or modified semi-automatic handguns sold in California must be equipped with the technology. Only new or modified. I want to get a definition of what is new. Is it a new Glock 17? Or would it be a new Glock Model 100, for example, that doesn't exist today? We'll have more when we come back. It's always fun to talk about this stuff. They've always given us something to discuss. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, welcome back. During the break, I spoke with Gene Hoffman from Cal Guns, and I got to tell you, the screwiest, it angers you. It angers you. Now, I can't wait to see Gene Hoffman at Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up the end of September, third week of September. But when I asked him the questions that I was mentioning to you, for example, new guns, et cetera, it's so convoluted, it's so difficult to keep track of what's happening in California that even Gene has a difficult time with it. For example, Gen 4 Glocks are not available in California, and that is due to the new micro-stamping requirement that was signed into law by Schwarzenegger and went into effect in 2013, and has been being litigated ever since. And the Ninth Circuit gets a hold of this thing because micro-stamping doesn't exist. We just went through that in the previous two segments. But the answer to the question is, what does it mean with a new gun? Does it mean a new Glock 17? Yes, it means if a new Glock 17. Even if it's an old model of gun and it's a new gun, it cannot be for sale in California without the modifications to it. So in order for new Glock 17s, Gen 4s, Gen 5s, to be sold in California, Glock would have to manufacture them with the required pieces, with the requirements that meet the legislation in California. And Glock is not going to do that, nor should they do that. And meanwhile, California residents basically get screwed out of the ability to purchase a new Glock. But as we said in the previous segments, that's okay, according to the majority, the ringleader of the Ninth Circus. That's okay because they can buy older Glocks. You can still buy a Glock 17. They just can't buy the gun that they want. Unbelievable stuff. But I'm looking forward to talking to Gene. We'll see if we can get him on the program here before we head down to Gun Rights Policy Conference in September. Gina's filled with information. Boy, A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about that also. See if he had anything else to say about that. No, he did not really. It's basically the same thing. Night Circus likewise upheld the impractical and impossible requirement on Friday. Microstamping requires gun makers to put a special marking on the end of a firing pin so ejected shell casings contain a fingerprint that tells which gun fired them. The technology has proved unworkable to date, and even if it worked, it would be easily defeated by replacing the firing pin or filing off the marking. So according to the Associated Press, we'll move on to another topic. I want to go back to something from the Sacramento Bee. I want to stay on California today. I'm already there, so bear with me. But I want you to see just how convoluted it is and what you're up against when you do show prep and you research this stuff, just how frustrating it can be. But the AP, A.W.R. Hawkins reminds us that the AP says that the Ninth Circuit, quote, also rejected arguments that the stamping requirement won't significantly help solve homicides. There were two other that I mentioned that were included with this. There were two other requirements, if you will, for the bill. And one of those was loaded chamber indicators. And the other one was the magazine disconnect. So this is gun safety to California. This is gun safety to California. Let me tell you what gun safety is. Gun safety is right between your head. You don't pull the trigger, the gun won't go bang. It's that simple. Gun safety to these people means gun control. Gun control. And by instituting new safety measures, they are attacking the rights of you as law-abiding Americans and making it more difficult intentionally so that their goal is that you will hopefully just give up and not buy a gun, period. That's what it's all about. So, man, oh, man, it's remarkable what happens out there. Let me move over to a Sacramento Bee piece because in looking this over today, I followed some rabbit holes. And let's go back to December 11th, 2017. Now, these are all things we covered on both this program and the Monster Cast, but it bears repeating now after the Ninth Circus. Oh, there was another Ninth Circus ruling about California. I'll go there in a second. But first, because this dovetails well with the micro stamping that was just upheld, the magazine disconnect, and the rest of the loaded chamber indicators and so forth. New gun restrictions are coming to California in 2018. Here's what they mean to you. And I love the way this starts. California's more than 6 million gun owners are going to see new restrictions in 2018, stemming from sweeping regulations lawmakers and voters have approved over the past 2 years. But due to pending court challenges, shifting deadlines and contradictions in the laws, many gun owners say they're unsure about new rules regulating where they can buy ammunition, what classifies as an assault rifle, and whether it's still legal to own high-capacity ammunition magazines. I still get questions every single day. That was from Nathan Woodard, who was the manager of Sacramento Black Rifle, a gun shop out in Citrus Heights, it looks like. He says people are still confused. With that in mind, the Sacramento Bee addresses some of the most pressing questions facing California gun owners. Now, you can tell I'm smiling when I'm reading this. Honest to God. Think about where you live in your free state. As I go down these list of questions from the Sacramento Bee that you California gun owners have to face. And those of I know you're listening, I get emails from California gun owners every single day. Every day I get an email from at least 4 or 5 gun owners in California. Can I still own an assault rifle? Now, assault rifle is not in quotes, and it ought to be because it's not a real term. There's no such thing as a civilian assault rifle. It doesn't exist, but I digress for now. The answer to that is yeah, you can, but you just can't buy them anymore. Now, remember, this piece was written less than 12 months ago. It was written less than 9 months ago. It was written 8 months ago at the end of December 2017. So keep this in mind. Yeah, you can still own an assault rifle, it should be quote unquote. That means a black rifle, the most popular rifle. It should say, can I still own the most popular rifle in America that millions and millions and millions of other Americans own? The answer is, yeah, you just can't buy it anymore. And you have to register the one you have. California gun owner, did you register yours? Did you? That was a bill passed in 2016 that, quote, sought to ban the sale of guns with so-called bullet buttons that gun control activists said circumvented a law banning assault weapons. Well, it's American ingenuity. There's already ingenious ways to defeat what's already passed. But that doesn't matter to a socialist because it's not about crime. It's about what? You getting around their law. Who are you? You are law-abiding people. That's what this is about. I know you understand that underlying theme as we move through this, right? California now defines, and now it's in quotes, assault weapon as any semi-automatic centerfire rifle or semi-automatic pistol that lacks a fixed magazine and has one of a number of features that include a protruding pistol grip or a folding or telescoping stock. And it reminds you, of course, if you owned such a gun before the new law, you can keep it. Remember? Sounds kind of like your insurance. If you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance. Right, Barack? Right, socialist? Barack Obama's a socialist. Right, Barack Obama? We like our insurance. We can keep our insurance, right? But according to the California DOJ, you were supposed to register it with them by the end of 2017. Did you? However, that deadline has been extended to June 30th, 2018. We know that because we talked about it here on the program. We won't go into all those details. But it's interesting to look back here as they were telling you, gun owners. Notice they're not talking to criminals here, right? They're talking to you, law-abiding gun owners. This ain't about crime. This ain't about gun safety. This is about hassling you. Because no Crip or no Blood or no whatever they call themselves, B Street, whatever they are, is going down to the DOJ in California and registering their assault weapon. And guess what? California DOJ and the legislature and the Gov, Moonbeam, know it. They flat out know it. When we come back from this next break here, final segment four, I want to go down the rest of this list with you. I think you'll find it fascinating, as I did, because the mind of the socialist gun grabber, to me, is fascinating. We'll be back in just a minute. We'll keep talking about it, and hopefully you don't get too angry. Keep your lunch down. I'll be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Segment four. Wow, day's flying right along, right? That means the week's going to fly right along. So let's get right back into it. Don't forget about the Gun A Day giveaway going on from the USCCA over at armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Please take advantage of that. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't. I'd give anything to. I'm just not allowed to. But I certainly would. USCCA wants you to head to the new, you know, head to the range with a brand new gun. I'd take them up on it all day long. Could get up to 17 chances, depending on how many guns they're giving away on any given day. Could be up to 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, whatever the model is, they'll give away 17 of them sometimes. So make sure to visit armedandresponsible.com. It's free, it's painless, it's effortless. Go do it. You might be a winner. If you are, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love getting emails from those of you who win these things, and a lot of you do. Remember, this is not like lottery, one in 250 million, you know, crazy chances, odds. No, this is however many people go that day to the site to win the gun that day, okay? So don't put it off. Don't miss out. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, check out all of our sponsors, all of them. MyPillow, promo code AAR. MantisX.com, 10% off. I read you some stuff about that yesterday. It's about another $18 savings in addition to Amazon with the shipping and the 10% off. It's a great piece. Make sure to check out MantisX.com and get this little training device. Great little training tool. You're talking about dry fire, live fire. This thing's wonderful. Mantis and the letter X, M-A-N-T-I-S, letter X.com. Use the promo code AAR. And all the rest of the sponsors down at the bottom, Boondocks FTA, firearms training, everything. I could keep talking about them. I love the guys. They support us, and we need to support them. Let's go back. You want to go back to California with me? I can't help myself. This is so stupid. Number one, this is what the Sacramento Bee was warning law-abiding people. They're not warning Cribs and Bloods and 8th Street or Latin Kings or whoever the rest of these clowns are. That's not who they're talking to here. They're talking to you, the law-abiding gun owner. These are the restrictions being placed on you when it's not the law-abiding gun owner that's murdering people. It's the Cribs and the Bloods and the Latin Kings and the rest of those clowns. It's not you. It's not John and Jane Doe on East, you know, 14th Street or 1450 Market Street. No. It's the Crips and the Bloods and the Kings, and it's the dealers, and it's the scumbags, and it's the lunatics, and it's the... not you. But these restrictions are being placed. These are what you need to know as a law-abiding gun owner. That's what they're telling you. Don't believe me? New gun restrictions are coming to California in 2018. Here's what they mean to you. It's right there in the title. Not here's what it means to the Crips and the Bloods, and here's how it's going to stop all the violence they say it's going to stop, and how it's going to stop criminal activity. Here's what it means to you. Unbelievable. Number one, can you own an assault rifle? I went through that one. Yes, but you can't buy it anymore, and you have to register the one you have. Did you register? Did you? Oh, you're such a good boy. Can I own a can I own a detachable magazine holding more than 10 rounds? Yes. For now, Californians who own detachable magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds of ammo were supposed to get this. Get rid of them by this past July or face criminal penalties. But if you remember, that ban was challenged. A judge issued an injunction last summer, preventing the ban from taking effect while the legal challenges play out. Two pending cases are likely to have hearings next year. One of them before the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, said Brandon Combs, president of the Firearms Policy Coalition, a gun rights group. Can you buy ammunition online or from a catalog? Yeah, but no, because you see, part of the law already took place, right? Take a listen to what they're warning you. But you can't ship it to your home anymore starting January 1. You are not allowed to buy from, Midway, USA, or wherever you go to buy ammo and have them ship it to your home. UPS is not going to drop off the 10-pound box on your doorstep anymore. Why? Because now you have to have the ammunition sent to a licensed vendor who charges you, or can and will charge you, basically a transfer fee, a tax, or a processing fee. Why? Because they got to handle your crap because the state said so. Because we all know that Crips and Bloods and Latin Kings are going online and buying their ammunition from Midway. Jeez, I mean, how do you... I do not know over all these years, 10 years on national radio, hundreds of radio stations, two nationally syndicated radio programs, how I have never let out the satellite radio moment word that I have wanted to let out in conversations like this. I don't know how I have restrained myself. Thank God. This piece reminds Sacramentans that this is not a big change. Their city, along with a few others around California, already had ordinances prohibiting direct mail of ammunition. Now, next question, does that direct mail ban apply to reloading supplies, such as bare bullets and empty cartridges? No. The regulations on mail order sales don't address unassembled ammunition parts bought by those who make their own. So that's going to be your ticket out in California. By the way, I'm surprised we haven't spoken about that. A lot of you have mentioned that to me. Here we go. This is the second half of the ammo that we talked about earlier in the year. Will I have to undergo a background check to buy ammunition? The answer to that in 2017, in December when this piece was written, was no, not in 2018. While you will have to go through a licensed dealer to transfer or buy ammo in California starting January 1st, background checks won't start until July 2019. That's right. You, as you know from listening to this program, you have to get a background check to buy ammunition. Now, I'm going to address this and the registration momentarily. Let me go through the rest of this satellite radio moment word. Crap. Will I have to buy a special ammunition permit under the new background check rules? Sacramento Bee responded, probably not. Prop 63, approved by voters in 2016, included a provision that would have required ammunition buyers to pay the state up to $50 for a 4-year permit to buy ammo. Legislation signed the same year by Brown overrode that, though. You remember that? But was it temporary? Brown signed legislation, if you recall, we did talk about it here, that says ammunition buyers will instead pay a $1 state fee for a background check at the point of sale. Okay. That doesn't mean that requiring you to get a permit is off the table. And as the socialist state of California continues its never-ending spending, I'm going to promise you that at some point, you gun owners particularly you gun owners in California, are going to be required to pony up. They're going to come after you. But remember, all of this is designed, as the Ninth Circuit said, to do what? Promote gun safety in the interest of the state who wants to promote gun safety. So I ask you again, what does that mean? When you hear these, what does it mean? Can I drive in ammunition I bought out of state? Nope. On January 1st, Californians, sorry, I hate to tell you this, but it became illegal to import into California ammunition purchased in another state. Now, what if I'm a hunter and I wanted to bring in about 50 rounds from out of state without taking it to a dealer? Nope. Proposition 63 overrode that, according to the California Department of Justice. Will there be a limit on how much ammo I can buy? The Sacramento Bee answered that in 2017. No, there's no rules imposing any limits. That's for now. That's going to change. I can promise you that will change. Didn't California ban open carry of long guns? Sort of. And then are there exceptions to these rules? Very, very limited cases. For instance, law enforcement officials are exempt from some of the rules pertaining to ammunition, assault weapons, and magazines. So are federal firearms license holders. Chances are the folks exempt from the rules already know they're exempt, but further information can be found at the Department of Justice firearms website. Let me tell you about that website. It is an absolute joke. I am now officially out of time and going to have to tell you what I would do about registering and buying ammo if I lived in California tomorrow. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.